here. Now the Mishnah says, on top of Daf Samach Gimel Omralot, the Mishnah says, Ho'imer harei yolai b'machavas. Somebody says he has a chiv to bring a minchas machavas. So lo yavi b'macheshes. Now let him bring it in a macheshes, in a deep pen. But macheshes, if you say you want to bring the mincha in a macheshes, a deep pen, is lo yavi b'machavas. Now let him bring it in a frying pan. Now the Mishnah explains clearly, what's the difference? Elisha macheshes yes lo kisei. A macheshes, the deep pen, has a cover to it. And a machvas doesn't have a cover. That's the difference. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Leimer. No, there's another difference. That macheshes amuka umayse rechashim. A macheshes is a deep pen. Since it's deeper, therefore rechashim means the minch inside is very soft. Because you can put a lot of shemen inside it. Since the kli is deep, and therefore it looks as if it's like shape moving around. So that's what's called a maaser. Roch Hashem means it's a softer bread, a mincha. Or machavas, that's a frying pan, that's tougher. That's more or less floating on top, because it's not so deep, the pan. And therefore, a maaser koshim, therefore the mincha that comes up from a machavas is harder. The dough is more harder. Shmuel says now, my time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? That he says the Macheshes has a cover to it, and the Machavas doesn't have a cover to it. Let me, if you want to tell me, Macheshes means the Asiya HaRechush Yalev. It becomes because of the hidden thoughts you have in your life. That's its kapara. Rashi says, Shudava Mechuset, something that's hidden inside you. If so, Lefikach, therefore, Maaseh Mechuset, also it's covered up. Umachavas boy, like she says, Amachushiate Losh Nivoy Shubagoli, that Losh Nel, like what you speak out. So first of all, the Gemara says again, the Machesh says the Osir comes Amachushale for the bad thoughts you had in your mind, in your heart. Because I see the Pasuk says, Rochash Libi Dovatova, give my heart, I had a hero Avera. But okay, here it's the Pasuk is Rochash Libi Dovatova, I thought in my heart something good. But it means you're thinking in your heart. But by this macheshes that comes, Rashi says, for rechush yalev means hero avera. Therefore, macheshes has to be covered, just like the thoughts in your heart are covered. Or machavas, this frying pan that has no cover, the yasya mechuviyateh is coming for what you speak out with your mouth, like rechivas Rashi says. For the yamish that people say, menavach mevuchi, that people speak out with their mouth. So maybe that's why this has to be open, because what comes out of your mouth is opened. So Moses says, no, ain't like I said, just the opposite. Ain't mivcha. Machavas means the yossi, a machuve halev. Maybe machavas comes from machuve halev, hidden things in your heart. The Chassid is a pasuk that says, lomo nechbeis levroyach, so mashm is something that's hidden. And maybe macheshes means the yasa rechushe. It comes what you speak out. Because the Amish or people say, have a marach shin tisoysov, that his lips were moving. So the kitzur macheshes could also go upon speaking out. So it would also be something uncovered. So as Rabbi Yossi know to say that the macheshes has a cover on it and the machvas doesn't. So Moshe says in Echlem, Yalla Gemol Gemil, you have to say it's a lachal Moshe Sinai. As he had a Kabbalah, that this has a cover and this does not. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Leimer, he says the difference between a machavas is a frying pan. The macheshes is deep. Macheshes amuka. How do you know that? How do you know the macheshes is deep? The Chassid says v'chol nasa b'macheshes. So it says lashna b'macheshes. Rashi says mashna b'teichi inside it. Alma yesh teich. You see, it's a little bit deep. It has depth to it. So that's macheshes. The pasuk says v'chol nasa b'macheshes. Machabas itself. How do you know to say machabas like a frying pan? It's not so deep. It's like flat. More the Chassid says. V'yal machavas. Rashi says, mash mole on top of it, v'loy b'teichoi. The yein lo teich of it has no teich. It's only a flat pin. So that's the svar from Chanina ben Gamliel. Tanu Rabbanu went like this. Beishamir Misham says, hoi merei alai macheshes. Somebody says, I want to bring a macheshes. So yehei munach, ach yovi aliyahu. The korban has to be munach. We don't know what to do until aliyahu whenever comes. Why? Misafku, because Beishami has a suffix, Iyal shum kli nikro, is it called upon the kli? Or yal shum maseim, let's go after the maseim. So Rashi says, I'm aware of the macheshes, the layomar, he didn't say b'macheshes. He just said a rare like macheshes. So yemuna reshes an ned, the rachel liyo, misap kloi, yal shem kliin nikro machavas, or macheshes. Sheesh klisha shmoy machavas, sheesh klisha shmoy macheshes. Is that what he meant to say? Or yal shem maseim nikro. Shezuma se, Rechashim, one is like, we said when it's baking, it's shaking a lot. Zuma se, question is very hard. Hekla chigla meima, mincha neder, you'd say he meant to bring a mincha. The ikla meima, le yisnadev mincha, el a klishoas atzmoy, maybe he meant to mechayv himself to bring the klishoas to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the shayla, what did he mean to say? So according to Beis Shammai, if somebody says, a ray yalai, macheshes, it's a self of what he meant. Either he has to bring this type of a kli to the Beis HaMikdash, or this type of a mincha. So according to the Beis Shammai, it's a suffix.
Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side.
Yes, according to the Beis Shammai, it's a suffix. What the person means when he says such a lashon of a reyalai, ma'cheshes, what does it mean to say? Does it mean to say the kli, or does it mean to say the ma'aseihim? However, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, Kli hoya b'mikdash u'macheshes shmoi. There was a kli in the Beis Mikdash that was called macheshes. Perdoyma kamin kalbus omuk. It was like a deep kalbus. It's a deep type of a mold. Rashi says kalbus is shem kli. Also came machavash elonu. V'hadoifin b'yemtzoyis kalfei pnim kazer. The inside. It's a deep type of a mold that has this kli. Now, when you put dough inside it, is dough to the apple of a brosayim, or kumin bluti ha'yivonim, or the type of nuts from yivonim. That's what the dough looks like. And the Yom also it says that v'chonasa b'macheshes v'yamachavas. Also, the pasuk says what's made on a machavas or v'chonasa bim in a macheshes. What do we see? Shem shum hakelim nikro. V'lo yashum maiseho. That's called upon the kli and not upon the action, what's happening into it. So if according to Beis Hillel, it's treated the person to be mechayiv himself, this type of a kli. Rashi says, Amu midoch iksiv v'macheshes v'och iksiv al machabas shamin al shem kliim nikro. There's utsof of v'zu amuka. So according to Beis Hillel, if somebody would say this lashon of Hare Yalai, Macheshes, he would mean to mechayv himself to bring this type of a kli to the Beis HaMikdash. This type of a kli shows. Now the Mishnah says, Hoimer, somebody says, Hare Yalai betanur, it's upon me to bring a mincha that's baked in the oven. So Lochur is, Lo Yovi Mafe Kupach. He cannot bring bread that was baked in a kupach. That's a small kira. It only has a mokum to put one pot there. And the Tana will see has to be at least a place to put two pots. Or ma'afir rofim. Or else he cannot bring something that was baked upon rofim. That's like on top of bricks. Or else like tiles. You cannot bring something that was baked on top of tiles. Or else, or ma'afir yoris horabiyim. Or else you cannot bring like something baked on the fireplace of the Arabs. That's also not called a Tana. Rabbi Yudah says, Im rotza yovi mafa kupach. He has no, even though you mechayv yourself to bring a tanner, something baked in an oven, but a kupach, that's like a smaller tanner, he holds, it's also called an oven. That's also called a tanner. What's going to be, we'll see in the machlaikis, what the Gemara, what's machlaikis is. What's going to be, haray yolai minchas mafem. Somebody says, I want to bring a mincha that was baked. He doesn't say betanner, he just says mafem. So then, lo yovi machzor chalis or machzor kiklum. We had before for a papa. We said this over that you cannot bring five of them chalis and five of them kiklum. You have to bring 10 chalis, and all 10 have to be the same, either chalis or else kiklum. We have Bishimin Mat. Bishimin says no. You can bring 5 and 5. But neishu korban echad. Since there's one korban, therefore this one korban could be made both from chalis and from kiklum. But both of them say in the parasha of minchas mafetaner. So therefore, they're both like one korban. You could bring 5 and 5 if you want. The other Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan." Where's the price like this? Mafe Taner, somebody said to bring some the mincha that's baked in an oven. Mafe Taner, that means Fulay Mafe Kupach, and that's something that's baked like in a stove. Or else Fulay Mafe Rough, and that's something that's baked on top of tiles. Fulay Mafe Yeres Arboyim, and that mincha that's baked on the fireplace of an Arab. Rav Yehuda says Taner, Taner Shnei Pomim. Rav Yehuda says no, it says the word Taner twice in the Pasha. Says the word Tana Tana, and therefore Rashi says Vein Ribu Yacharu Biel Lamayit. So one says in Vayikra by a korban mincha ma'afa Tana, or v'tzava sarang siv v'chol ha'mincha asher tiyofa b'tana. Skita says the word Tana Tana twice. So Yehuda holds Shnei Pomim lahach she ma'afa kupach, that even a kupach is also good. That's also called a Tana. Lav dafka Tana, but it means even a kupach is also good. So will the Bach changes the gears in Rashi at the beginning. It says should be that v'ein miyut achamiyut ol rabbis. That's the pshat. It says twice the word tanner, so it's ein ribuy acharibuy. It's ein miyut achamiyut ol rabbis. That's what Rashi means to say. So that's of Yudis Rasha that says twice the word tanner to be mabri even a kupach that gestol. That's also good. We have Shimon Aimer tanner tanner shnei pom. It says it twice. So he dashes that it's not extra, but Rav just teaches us that echot shetayah fi yosem betanim. One teaches us that the baking has to be done betanim. The echot shehakdeshin betanim, that the tanim should also be a klisharis. It should receive its kedusha in the tanim. So what's the question? The miyistel Rabbi Shimon ha'isvaz, the true Rabbi Shimon hold this, that the mincha gets its kedusha in the tanim. The yotznan we learned Rabbi Shimon aimer liyolam every rogul aimer. That shtei halechem lechem aponim ksheres biazoro ulksheres bebeis pagi. It was kosher to be done in the azor in the base of midish, and was also kosher to be done in base pagi. Rashi says that means chutz lechem azor, outside the chemis azor. So now the question is, if you tell me that the tanner is mekadeshit, it should have a psul yetzei. So, chura, if you get to make it in base pagi, it's outside the chemis of Yerushalayim. So why is there a psul yetzei? Rava says, rather, Rav Shimon means like this: Eimishay hakdeshon l'shum tanu. That the hakdesh should be l'shum tanu means kishi kadishenu l'stolus. Yoyim should say like this: Amanas la'fois sebetanu ani magdisha. I'm be magdishit now amanas to bake it in the tanu. Then echna minata the kedusha comes b'shas diafi in the tanu. Then it says the Mishnah, Hare Yolai Minchus Mafe is Lo Yofi Machse. Tanakama says you cannot bring half chalice and half rakikin. And Rav Shimon is Matir. So it sounds like this, Tanar Abonim. V'chi Sakriv means Kishetakriv Lasis, Dvar Rishus, Korban is Mincha. So the Pesach really says, V'chi Sakriv Korban Minchus Mafe Tanar. So Dasha now the Chisakrav means Kishatakrav Lasis means Dvarishus means it's up to you. There's no chayva to do it. Rashi says Kleima Dvar is there Rishusu. V'loy chayva Shim lo yirtz lo yakrav mincha. You don't have to bring the mincha. Then the pasuk says Korban mincha, like it says Chisakrav Korban mincha. So the pasuk says Korban mincha. Omer Rav Yehuda, minayin, how do we know to say liyom arei alai minchas mafem? Somebody says he puts upon himself to bring a minchas mafe, that shlo yovi machtz chalus a machtz rakikin. You cannot bring half of it chalus and half of it wafers rakikin. Talmud Lema, there's the post that says over here, korban mincha means korban echud amat lechot. It's only one korban, the whole thing has to be the same type. But for loy shnayim, it can't be two or three, it all has to be the same way. Omer Rabbi Shimon.